This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
On 95.7 The Game.
Former Golden State Warrior C.J. Watson is going to join us at 1 o'clock. Remember C.J. Watson? Quiet Storm.
Yeah.
10-year NBA veteran.
Didn't obviously, he play ball?
Auburn? Tennessee.
Tennessee.
Mm-hmm. Tennessee. Yeah. Undrafted. Pretty sure. Checked in.
Me too.
Yeah. Game one tonight.
Let's go, Steinies. You know what you're watching?
Yeah.
The lab.
Yeah. No doubt. Yeah. I mean, it would take something real big to get me out to watch tonight's game. Let's go to Cam. Cam's in Los Gatos. What's up, Cam? How you doing?
Hey, guys. Thanks for my call. Happy round two day.
There you go.
I might be crazy, but I'm feeling like Warriors in five.
I'm not mad at you.
And I feel that way. I feel that way because, I'm not high on the Lakers. The Wolves, they beat the Lakers in all their wins about 115 points. Now, I think the Warriors have a way better defense than the Lakers, probably by about 10 points. So I'm seeing the Wolves being around 105, 110 or so. And I think the Warriors played against an amazing defense in the Rockets. And I don't think the Wolves have that much that good of a defense, and we're gonna get 115 pretty easily. I feel like, Yeah, I think Steph's gonna go for 40 a few times. He's gonna be really freed up, and it's gonna free up Jimmy. Jimmy's gonna be fighting it, and Draymond seems to have a new outlook on life. So I feel like pretty good actually.
Fair enough.
Yeah. Wow.
Fair enough.
I didn't have the guts to go that. I had to put some respect, Stoney. I said seven.
I mean, I just, Steph is Steph, and Houston did a great job on him.
They did, man. They did.
Timberwolves are a good defensive team, though, also. And maybe not in the Rockets realm, but they're pretty good. And they've got length, and they've got athleticism. And here's the other thing they have I was thinking about. And I think it's pretty impressive. So, Anthony Edwards, all right? He's obviously, all eyes are going to be on Anthony Edwards when he's got the ball.
Yeah.
But if you watch the Timberwolves, and this is one of their advantages, not advantage, but this is something they do well. You're going to see Anthony Edwards guarding Curry at times.
Go ahead.
And you're going to see Anthony Edwards guarding Jimmy Butler at times. I mean, he's versatile enough to try to guard both those guys.
And I expect it.
And he's going to take on that challenge at some point. Maybe he'll take it on every game at a various point. But the thing about, like, Anthony Edwards, he's a pretty good defender when he wants to be.
No doubt, Stoney. I would not dare look at Ant-Man and say he plays one side of the court. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And he wanted that smoke with an older LeBron. I don't believe LeBron was hurt, but you didn't ask, neither here nor there. And then also Luka, who averaged 30, but, you know, a lot of people didn't like how he played. But I can't wait to see it, and I do expect Ant, especially Steiny, I keep going to this list that he has, like he wants this. He talked about it. He wants the Warriors and Steph. Like, he's not running from that.
Yeah. I mean, the other thing is if you watch the Timberwolves series, like Julius Randle was taking on the challenge of guarding LeBron James. And I gotta believe Minnesota's gonna put Gobert on Draymond, and that'll leave Julius Randle to see what he can do against Butler. That would seem to me, when they're in man, how it might go.
Yeah.
I don't know for how long, but I don't know.
Who did we have a call that led off the show just about the starting lineup? Stoney, there's no scenario you or Evan or any listener could give me right now that has Paz not starting this game in this series. Like, they don't have anybody that can do what he did. That's just how the team is constructed right now. There's no scenario, right?
I don't know if there's no scenario, but I think there's a group of about eight players that Curry will change the starting lineup if he feels like it'll work. I mean, he might start Post at some point. He might start Moody at some point.
Looney?
He might start Payton at some point. Pods, Looney, yeah. I think it'll all be dictated by what he's feeling about the matchups. Let's go to Don. Don's in San Jose. How you doing, Don? What's going on, man?
Hey, man, how you doing?
Good.
Hey, I'm good. So, you know that Houston played great defense, right? And they held the Warriors down. And if you were to say, how'd they do that? They covered Curry like a glove. I mean, they hugged the guy. They wouldn't let him get the ball. And then when he got the ball, they double-team him, make him give up the ball. So Curry never had some breakout kind of game. I never see the Warriors doing that defense. If they did that on Van Vliet, I bet Houston would not have had a chance in this series.
Mm.
Van Vliet was going off like crazy for like three games, and they never played him to deny him the ball. And it just baffles my mind that teams do this all the time against Curry. Any team that's got a single high scorer like Edwards, why not put GP2, put Moody, put, you know, Pods, he harasses guys like crazy. Put these guys on him, deny him the ball, and I'll bet the probability of us winning the series goes way up. Just my thought.
Yeah, I mean, the one thing about top blocking is
easy.
It does compromise your defense if the offense has some all-around players.
Gotcha. And Minnesota has some of that, Stoney.
Well, and I mean, I understand that with Curry, he's one of the most prolific shooters of all time. Fred VanVleet, he got hot for a few games.
And I don't think the Warriors felt, it wasn't pride, Stoney, but I felt like they were like, he can't do it again.
Yeah, I mean,
and he didn't. Cut his water off, exactly.
And he didn't. 888-957-9570 is the number. Game one tonight, Warriors and T-Wolves from Minnesota.
Yeah.
It's going to be, should be a great series. Let's go to Vince. Vince is in Austin, Texas. Hey, Vince.
Hey, what's going on, Mr. Steiny and Guru? Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
Hey. So I had a couple questions for you guys. You know, theoretically, the Warriors have played more games. You know, the T-Wolves are looking like a really dominant team defensively. But my question to y'all is this. The Warriors look like a team in form. They're very confident. They played exceptional defense that game seven. Do you think the Warriors might have an edge, although they are an older team? Would they have an edge as far as maybe conditioning, a little bit less rusty? What do you guys think about that?
I mean,
If the Warriors
beat the Timberwolves tonight, I don't think it's going to be because of rust. I mean, I think that if there's any rust, look, they played less than a week ago. If there's any rust, I mean, it'll be gone by the end of the first quarter. Yeah. You got to believe. I don't. I don't think Russ lasts a very long time.
Right. Do you look at OKC and Boston's losses last night, anything to do with Russ? Because they had some time off.
I mean, Oklahoma City's up 13 minutes to go.
So it's basketball at the end of the day.
I mean,
yeah. My buddy June hates that. NBA players, everybody's tired. I kind of get it, but yeah. You're right, they had a lead. Both teams had a lead.
888, yeah, Boston was up 20. Yeah. 888-957-9570 is the number. And the Warriors, who are they going to start tonight? How are they going to match up? How much zone are we going to see? That's the thing that I would be...
Well, Anthony shot 40% from three in the regular season, yep. Only 33% against the Lakers, you know, and six. But Steiny, my gosh, like, you got to be careful. You know what I'm saying? Dude can shoot it and go by you and flush.
Yeah, and that's why...
He's got the whole package offensively.
And that's why I think we're going to see some zone with the Warriors.
Yeah.
I really do. I don't know how much, but I think it's going to be a part of every game, quite frankly. 888-957-9570 is the number. Let's go to Vince. Vince is in San Francisco. What's up, Vince? How you doing, man?
Hey, what's up, guys?
Hey.
First, Steiny, I gotta let you know something. Hey, good is for you. Pods can dunk.
I got that all on my timeline Sunday, and Evan was one of them. Good God, I got like 50.
So I think Minnesota is interesting to me because I feel like in all pro sports is very copycat. I think they can run Houston's defensive game plan better than Houston did. They got a little bit more experience with their roster, and I think they're better defenders. So I'm going to be concerned about how they're going to ISO on Steph defensively and really try to take him out of the game. But then also on the flip side, I think it's going to be crucial. I mean, it's always crucial, but I think Quentin Post is going to have to hit a good percentage of shots because to pull Rudy Gobert out of the middle, you know, he's going to want to plug the paint, but then so do the others. Like, we're going to need games, decent games from Pods and Buddy and Moses. And I don't know if we're going to see JK, but if JK gets run in this series, he's really going to have to make it count.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, well said. No doubt. No doubt. I don't know how much Kuminga is going to play in this series. I mean, again, I would expect the chances would be better for Kuminga to play early in the series as opposed to late in the series, but who knows where Kuminga is right now with Steve Kerr.
He played in Game 7, Steiny. You know what I mean? He was called upon.
He did.
I know there was no Peyton, but still.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD1 San Francisco, always live on the free Odyssey app, now broadcasting from the Laughing Monk Studios, Laughing Monk, Righteously Brewed in San Francisco. If you want to jump into the conversation, 888-957-9570. And, good, will you allow me a little time here?
Oh, wow. You never asked. Go ahead.
Yeah, I didn't even tell you I was going to go here, but you are such a...
We have what we call, can you sit this one out? I will.
No, not necessarily. Not necessarily. But this is what I was thinking about.
How much time do you need?
Last night. I'm like the Taj Mahal song, Take All the Time You Need. Great tune, by the way. Okay, let me take you back 2 years. And the Golden State Warriors, in May, Bob Myers steps down.
I'll never forget it.
Bob Myers steps down after the Warriors lost in the second round of the Lakers. And to my way of thinking, they looked gassed. And I think to a lot of people, it looked like the Warriors were kind of in no man's land. All right. Bob Myers leaves. Mike Dunleavy enters. Try to think about how many times you heard someone say, oh, Bob knows it's time to get out. Bob Myers knows it's time to get out. I mean, he knows.
A million times.
He knows. He's jumping off a sinking ship. Barkley said that. I remember thinking Mike Dunleavy, I remember thinking, what a thankless job they just handed Mike Dunleavy. I mean, I remember saying he better have gotten a 4 or 5 year contract because, you know, this team might be in a little trouble. Okay. First thing he does is draft Pajemski and Post. For a year and a half under Mike Dunleavy, for a year and a half, this thing was downward trending. And I think we all understood it. We all understood why this team was downward trending. The stars were getting old and they didn't have enough help. But the Warriors had to cut payroll. And I'm just here to tell you that the more I think about Dunleavy in his first 2 years here, I don't know that anybody could have done a better job of, you know, getting this team back to the second round, but also, you know, not stripping the shelves bare down the road. I mean, he has done a hell of a job, Mike Dunleavy. And of course, the Butler trade was the icing on the cake. But I just want everybody to remember how we were feeling after that Lakers series 2 years ago. And to be where the Warriors are now 2 years later, Dunleavy's got to get, he's got to get some credit. There you go.
Yeah. No, I'm not mad at anything you said, but I will say this, partner, because we lived it. You didn't omit, but last year we didn't qualify and we had Wiggins. And, you know, I feel like the cake, and I love pods, I love post, I love the draft picks, Donnie. And I was worried about Dunleavy and what he had left or whatnot. But I'm sorry, the icing on the cake to me is not the Butler trade. The Butler trade is the cake, because this team was one game under 500 this year, and it just didn't look like they had enough or they were going in the right direction. Steph wasn't looking like Steph, and just everything was off. So, but he gets credit for that trade. But to me, Steiny, that trade, I mean, and it's still ongoing to where they got a shot to get something special done in half the year that he's been a part of the family. But your overall thesis is give Mike D, put some respect on his name, and I've done that. And also to know and go back and basically lean on his personal relationship with Jimmy Butler, to trust that and kind of say, turn the TV off. He's not a bad guy. So I'm with you. And Mike, we trust. But man, Steiny, this Butler trade has sent this team to another stratosphere as far as I'm concerned.
Okay, well, if you love the Butler trade, give all the credit to Mike Dunleavy.
And I think I just did
because
that.
Because if you look at Slater's story today, Anthony Slater in The Athletic, he kind of wrote a story about the history of the Timberwolves and the Warriors. Sounds to me like Mike Dunleavy had to convince a lot of people the front office that Jimmy Butler would work.
I bet.
So
I got to check that out.
I mean, look, I'm going to be honest with you. I didn't think Mike Dunleavy did not inherit a great situation.
Oh, no, no.
Now, he inherited Curry, of course, and Draymond, of course.
But that wasn't enough last year, Stoney. They didn't make the offs.
Exactly. Exactly. And look at it a year later. You got Pajemski. He's drafted essentially a starter at 19 who's going to start in round two of the playoffs. Post is playing a little bit.
Yeah. He's been a find.
Yeah, I mean, good for Mike Dunleavy.
But you're right. If I had a dollar or we had a dollar for every time somebody said Bob left because the ship was sinking, yeah, we'd be rich men.
Yeah, and the other thing about
going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Dunleavy, that I was thinking about is, you know, the future. Let's talk about the future. And that's always been, or lately that's something we've talked about because the stars are getting older. But he was tasked with a specific job. And that was Draymond and Steph are going nowhere. They're going nowhere. We've got at least 2 years, and no matter what you do, it's got to be in the box of Draymond and Steph are going nowhere. So that limits you a little bit. And for him to have figured out in 2 years the right kind of players to put around Curry and Draymond Green, and now they're in the second round of the playoffs. I mean, he's already exceeded the expectations I had for this team.
Mm. He also had to make the roster cheaper.
Yeah,
he had
exactly.
to strip a ton of money, which is typically not when you get better, you get worse. But I also wonder how much of this conversation hinges on the win on Sunday. I mean, we're not talking about Dunleavy like he pulled the right trigger or this was a worthy trade if they lose game seven and blow a 3-1 series. Like, I just remember vividly over the weekend how many people were breaking down this roster left and right and discussing the weaknesses in it and how many flaws it had. And we don't have a big guy and we don't have this. And we got aging stars. And all of a sudden, 48 hours later, it's, well, Dunleavy's actually done a pretty damn good job. Like, I just think a lot of it did rest on the result of game seven.
Man, you're right. And you know, wow. And you know what, Evan? That's why I waited till today.
Yeah.
I'm serious. Because I'm thinking the same thing. Warriors lose game seven against the Rockets. The difference between the Warriors losing game seven against the Rockets and winning game seven against the Rockets, to me, is significant.
No doubt. But, Stani, what's funny is you came down my road and other Warrior fans having some fun yesterday when I told you I was jolted by watching that game up close, game six, to where half a night in the morning, I was like, man, where is this thing going? And I even was honest enough to share with you. I'm like, why do we got a damn different starting lineup, even with Jimmy Butler in here? Like, I was ready for that part. So for you to say what a difference a win makes, and Evan bring up that astute point, I'm with you. Because, man, now we can step back and all that's, like, kind of invalid.
I mean, that's the nature of the NBA. Yeah. One game would have changed the narrative.
But
I think it would have been fair. It would have been fair had the Warriors lost in the first round.
Oh, man.
Or lost Sunday. Any question under the sun is fair about where this team is. I mean, you'd have to then say, again, and if the Warriors had lost game seven, we would have been saying they didn't have enough.
And
if they don't have enough when Butler plays half a season and you need Draymond and Steph to come back, I mean, at that point,
man,
you may have to make some changes.
If the phone lines would have broke, and I understood it, and I listened to, again, Devone and Evan over the weekend, and fans were hot, and I get it. But I'll say this just about the vision or the drafting of Pods. To trust him to be the starting point guard alongside Steph Curry and Draymond, and basically in a year that didn't culminate in a playoff berth last year, for him to lead you in plus minus, and then basically follow that up with, you know, what we can call a roller coaster season, but it ended well, and now he's your starting point guard. Like, that's heavy, man. That is, I mean, seriously, if you think about when that name was announced at the draft, what he was going to, what his job was, and the trust factor in regard to Pod, Stani, is crazy.
Yeah. Okay, this is from the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line. So I just spent 5 minutes talking about Dunleavy and how impressed I've been in 2 years, especially from when he took over. Here's another view, 415. Stani, I disagree 100%. The Warriors are only in the second round because of Curry's greatness. First round win shows how much better the team should be. The roster is severely lacking. Dunleavy walked backwards into the Butler trade, and the team has done a poor job of developing young players. Man, I don't know.
Well, I'm sorry. I'm just here. I ain't got a cape for anybody. Don't we put the checkbox next to Moody as develop? Early pods developed? Posting is half a...
I mean, think so.
All right, Kuminga, I got it. But good Lord. What could you... And hey, Guru, you found the winning lottery ticket. All right, don't matter. I got it. You know what I'm saying? Everything's changed. Give me my money.
Well, and here's where I would disagree with the 415, and it's no knock on Steph Curry's greatness. But Warriors only in the second round because of Curry's greatness? What, are you kidding? Did you watch Buddy Hield? Buddy Hield had three very good shooting games in this series. They won them all, including 33 in game seven. Steph didn't carry the Warriors in round one.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Podcasting isn't just evolving, it's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.